Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello and welcome to Football Land.
Breathy. I like it, Ryan.
It was a little breathy, but I also wanted to do it quickly so that one of you two didn't interrupt me with something.
A bit like a pilot. Once you've taken off.
Yeah.
And the pilot then decides to have a chat with you for 5 minutes,
why?
Which is a one-way. Yeah, why?
Yeah, I don't want to know what you're doing because I'm gripping them
just
the arms of this.
Also, when the pilot starts talking, your in-play headphones stop working.
Yeah.
So you can't watch whatever. I mean, I was watching a Muppets documentary on Air Canada the other day.
The Muppets made documentaries?
Yeah,
it was a documentary about the Muppets, about Sesame Street.
About the Muppets.
Yeah. It wasn't like a war documentary like Vietnam, but
yeah,
I was done by
Kermit the Frog.
Big Bird's Big Adventure against the Viet Cong.
Beaker looks into cluster bombing.
Was it always out of focus as well because their little puppet hands couldn't
Well, they tried to replicate Ken Loach's famous editing style.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, this is Football Land and it's a place where, you know, we talk about this place that we're building called Football Land, which is a football-themed theme park in the Qatari desert.
It's two words, Football Land.
Yeah, it's also a terrible idea and we've not got going yet. And I worked out the other day we've got something like 250 days.
Mm.
November 21st is when the World Cup starts.
Yeah.
We should probably open the part before then.
Definitely. Is there a Confederations Cup this year, like, or have we done that already?
They might have moved it. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But if you think that it starts on the 21st and is wrapped by the 18th of December, that's a very short window of interest.
Yeah.
Where we're going to have the most people in one space that might want to.
We've also got quite a hefty archive of ideas we've come up with.
That's true.
Given the time that's left and the amount of ideas we've got, we need to build a ride every 3 days now.
Yeah. Some of them, though, I mean, Lee Catamole, is it a cat or is it a mole? His petting zoo.
We can leave that one till the end.
We're shaving a cat. And sedating
it. Yeah, we don't even need Lee Catamole because the great thing with football-themed rides is you just put somebody that looks roughly like them in a shirt with their name on the back.
Yeah.
And people go, oh, it's Lee Catamole because nobody really remembers what Lee Catamole looks like.
A bit like when you go to a foreign city and you see their waxworks.
Yes.
So Madame Tussauds, I think we're spoiled by Madame Tussauds. They're very good.
Very good.
Like, you could go in there and they take your breath away. You think you actually stood next to Katy Perry. But if you go to, like,
does she really smell? And you're like, oh, Katie, have a wash.
Waxy Katie. If you go to Hamburg or like Rome and you go and see their waxworks, they are budget. But it's like Poundland waxworks. Yeah. We should take a leaf out of their book. It doesn't matter what they look like.
If we see
Lee Catamole with a bit of his nose falling off and his eyes all wonky, then that's fine. No one's going to care.
No, can I just put. Can I say no to that? Can I put a no? Just a no. Firm no.
Firm no. They've got to look as real as...
Well, no, waxworks in the desert. I'm just saying waxworks in the desert.
Yeah,
no.
That's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, right.
All right, then. Let's get on with it.
Okay.
All right.
It's you, isn't it, first,
I think
Ryan?
It is.
You got an attraction or a ride or an experience?
I'm not really sure what this is, but I mean, I just thought that being as this, we are creating a football thing, we would be sort of remiss to honour the passing of Marcelo Bielsa.
And his translator,
yeah.
Who had to be killed with him.
Yeah, I know. Terrible. Nobody ever thinks about that, do they? just think about the mate. Oh, what a shame for Marcelo. And then,
yeah, what about his whole backroom staff?
The whole load of redundancies.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just thought, you know, yes, okay, it's sort of the screamingly obvious that a man has been sacked, but, you know, that's what happens in football a lot.
Mm.
But this was Marcelo Bielsa, and it kind of makes it doubly obvious. So obvious. It's like this is his longest stint at any club.
Yep.
Just almost a miracle it lasted this long.
Well, he bought a flat above a takeaway.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he?
He's going to get that on right move. Chinese takeaway, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Why?
Cantonese, I think.
Oh.
Because they're good. Well, they do great food, clearly. You can just go down if you're really busy.
True.
He was too busy. What didn't he like oversee the new training centre at Ellen, at whatever their training ground's called?
Mm.
Like putting the pitch down.
Yeah.
Like if he, like in hindsight, if Marcelo Bielsa had spent less time building a 4G pitch and more time actually thinking about the tactics and maybe
less time eating Cantonese.
Yeah. And looking, the signs are there.
Yeah, exactly.
The signs are there. You can tell why they've had a terrible season so far.
So his clothes will smell of like cooking oil because it'll come up through the floorboards.
Yeah.
He had no carpet.
No.
No.
He didn't. Yeah. He was trying to install a 4G surface.
And that's why he sits
flat
on a bucket, because upturned, you can put a lot of chow mein in that. And you can munch on that through the game. Did you ever see him sort of like put his hand under there with some chopsticks?
The bucket sort of disappeared for the last couple of months.
Yeah, you have to
just
get serious.
So was that invisible Cantonese food he was chowing down on?
Or maybe he was just on a diet, you know, New Year's resolutions, new me.
Maybe he'd sort of ate so much Chinese that he was sitting on a sort of a cloud, quite a dense cloud of Cantonese, just squatting above it, sort of. It was one of those nice sackings, wasn't it? It was
a lovely sacking.
It's a bit like we're getting a lot of those. There was the Dean Smith sort of, you know, sorry, Dean, you know. It's sort of, and then there was the Frank Lampard, which is also, oh, sorry, Frank. But it's almost like the equivalent of a it's not you, it's me.
Mm.
Yeah. It's football's equivalent of that.
We're not good enough for you, Marcelo.
Yeah.
The opposite to when Rafa Benitez left Everton. Everyone hated him.
Yeah.
And they made their feelings known, and they scrawled graffiti on their own ground.
Yeah, he was almost ran out of town.
Yeah.
Bill Kenwright was doing the conga as he sacked.
Yeah.
So this ride is called the Click-Cock Bielsa Clock.
Sorry?
This is called the Click-Cock Bielsa Clock. It's very hard to say, as is Matthias Click.
Yeah.
Because you sometimes get Klitsch. So sometimes you kind of get almost like glitch.
Mm.
And sometimes you get Click.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was fitting to kind of chuck him in there.
So let me just try and repeat. It's the Click Cock Bielsa Clock.
Yeah. And I know
it is hard.
We've already got sort of Bielsa, you know.
Bum Bucket Carousel.
Yeah, Bum Bucket Carousel. But because people are so obsessed with him, it felt fitting that we should probably have two. At least.
Yeah.
So I'm leaving that open.
One for him and one for his translator.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we've got Matthias Click and Robin Koch.
Yeah. Robin Koch. That'd be a great name for a porn star, wouldn't it?
It would. his videos would probably have...
I'm Robin Koch.
Yeah, they'd probably get a bit samey after a while.
I'm Robin Koch.
Stealing that cock.
It would be, you know, pizza ones. Or like those, it would just be him coming in and Robin Koch every time. He's like, burglar porn.
Is it like the porno version of Robin Hood?
Stealing your penis. Stealing your sex toys to give to the poor.
Yeah.
Somebody is just about to enter somebody else and Robin swoops in, probably on a rope, like a kind of 1940s Robin Hood, and just gets his bum in the way quickly. And he's like, Robin Cack.
Swings in through a window on a rope.
Yeah, on a rope.
And positions his bum in front of the other performer's bottom.
Quickly. Yeah. But very importantly, he is flaccid, so not to penetrate the performer.
Yeah.
He's just robbing.
Oh, yeah.
He becomes the receiver.
So the tragedy is he gets no stimulation from it.
Well, I mean, he gets quite a bit. but he
can't be aroused.
He can't be. Yeah, he's going to fight back that feeling.
So that's a tough job.
It's a tough.
Why can't he be aroused?
Because he's then going to accidentally penetrate the other performer, and for some reason in the contract, that's a no-no.
I was going to say, I don't it's porn. They're not going to go, oh, sorry, that is bang out of order.
One too many willies.
Yeah.
You know what they say? Too many cocks spoil the broth.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's big, salty broth.
Anywho,
the alternative version where it's robbing sex toys from the rich and giving to the poor. Imagine Marcus Rashford turning up in kind of deprived part of Manchester and unloading the van just full of sex toys.
Just giving them out, throwing them out like sweets.
So would he be a national hero if he did that?
Finally, the Tories have been forced into an embarrassing U-turn where they weren't letting anyone have free dildos.
Mums bigging him up on TV.
So, Matthias Klick and Robin Koch. German and Polish, I thought, what do they have in common? Sausages. They're both sausage lovers. They like beer and sausage. That's fine. So I thought, what this ride basically is, you know, it's Bielsa time where on viewing, things appear to be moving faster than they are.
Uh-huh.
And so I think this is kind of like an experience or a kind of a thing that you buy in Football Land so that you can do as much as possible.
Yeah.
And so I thought we're in a kind of very highbrow sciencey world. I thought, what better way to do that than maybe to get Klick and Koch in sausage outfits.
Right.
And on a really low rent Football Land, very apt Football Land-esque way of doing that. I thought they could maybe carry you around. If you get tired, they carry you at high speed to other rides.
Yeah.
Kind of orchestrated by a squatting Bielsa, probably on a very high... tall bucket.
They could actually, instead of the sausage, they could be two baps and you could be the sausage carrying around like a big hot dog.
I mean, I would very much pay to be in that bun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for the Bielsa, rather than being on a bun bucket, if he's a giant Bielsa, he could be hovering by what you said earlier, the
chow mein.
The thrust of chow mein farts. Yeah.
And if none of that works, we could just get Bielsa to stand on his translator's shoulders. It works as a kind of metaphor. And also it would give him a great vantage point.
Yeah.
So he could kind of see.
The interpreter's hair would permanently be ruffling with Cantonese farts.
Oh, that is true. Maybe some kind of bung. Or filter,
maybe he likes it.
We could speak to Tenor and see if they could make a kind of filter pant,
Have you seen those adverts in service stations for anti-fart pants?
Oh, no.
They're real. They're real.
Charcoal
I can't remember
pants.
What they're called, but they're really strange adverts. So you're standing at a urinal.
Don't stand near a barbecue.
Put another pair of thought pants on the barbie.
The first one I saw was a bloke standing upright in just his pants and a woman pressing her nose into his bum.
Whoa.
And I was standing at the urinal looking at this thing. What are they advertising here? And it was, you can fart as much as you like. The smell
won't come
out. Was
it a vending machine?
No, it was just a flat advert. Yeah, it was a website.
Buy from Marks & Spencer.
I mean,
don't think Marks & Spencer's do them yet, but they're missing out.
Yeah.
What a strange...
I take a pair. There's certain times you definitely tactically put a pair of those on.
Definitely.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me, the tactic would be all the time.
Okay. So they're going to need to be comfortable. Okay, well, all right, maybe, yeah, you hunt those down, just in case we do need to stand Bielsa on the translator's shoulder.
Yeah.
But
I'll when this goes out, I'll put one of those adverts on a tweet.
Very much. I think that they are like Carabao, the energy drink. Mm. No one's ever seen a can of Carabao in real life. Just like no one's actually seen a pair of your fart pants in real life.
No, I've just seen the adverts.
Are these big... shop like fronts for money laundering. Like,
bit of money laundering.
Where do you get Carabao from?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Have they sponsored a whole competition? They'd be like, lads, have we remembered to actually make this
product? Did you read about how much prize money was being offered? Like, Liverpool in winning it won like 25 grand or something. It's really low.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, if you win the FA Cup, you get 3.5 million.
Yeah.
And Champions League is like tens of millions.
Yeah, I think. You can look at the sponsors of the League Cup to see how much interest there is in it. and yet nobody's cottoned on. Maybe that's why we keep getting more and more elaborate and niche kind of foreign sponsors of it. Maybe maybe it will be fart-pantsing. It's entirely possible.
If you had unlimited wealth and you'd made it all from fart pants, you would have such pleasure in calling it the fart pants cup, wouldn't you? Paying all your money behind that.
It works.
A loss leader.
Both literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
So all this is really is it's like a pass that gets you on as many rides as possible.
Yeah.
The only problem with that, and we should probably put this in small print, is that eventually people will tire and die.
Yeah, they will. They will.
It should be and or die, I think, because we shouldn't guarantee death. Because we don't want to be we don't want another suicide.
Sorry, who's dying here?
Well, if it's not click and cock, in which case they can't be them. That again, you know, like we said in the intro, it's just too.
Yeah,
it's two men in a sausage out in a bun outfit with click and cock.
Carrying
it
around
on.
The mark.
Yeah.
So we don't need to have a face outlet and the sausage costume. It could just be...
No.
How is anyone going to know it's click and cock?
They're wearing shirts. They're wearing shirts.
Oh, yeah, they're wearing
their
shirts.
Buns and shirts.
And we really promise that it's definitely click and cock. Yeah.
So it's just transportation.
Well, this is
so
the
where
thing.
Does the Bielsa clock come into it?
Well, because it's Bielsa time, and this was the thing, is like, this is the problem when you try and speed up time.
Yeah.
And you've only got sort of a week to work it out, as we have sort of between records, and that's the issue. And so, because we can't speed up time.
No.
Because we just don't have the time to work out how to do that.
It's quite hard doing that. It's quite hard.
Yeah. And so I thought what could happen is maybe we could slow everything down.
Yep.
So for a period, Football Land just goes on half speed.
Yeah.
And in which point you being ferried around by click and cock.
It makes it look like everything really quick. Yeah.
Quicker and faster.
That would make people go on, you know, actually go with them.
Yeah.
As the transportation.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know when people go in Soho on a rickshaw ride?
Yes.
For, like, 300 yards? Mm. And you think, why are you going on that? What are you doing?
It's for the social media, isn't it?
Oh, right, okay.
I think it's taking pictures on it.
Because I think the question is, why
and
would...
And they're also shit-faced, so there's not that much talking.
Yeah.
And they really like the tunes that are coming out of those speakers.
why would people go on there? Well, because would they be Leeds fans?
Not necessarily. It's a way to get around. We've got so many rides in Football Land now.
Need to get around.
And you're not going to get around them all. So if you've not paid for an overnight... Stay at the international break if you're in Qatar for whatever reason, and pop out to Football Land. There's a lot to get through, and so, I mean, the one obvious option is, you know, those lads have been drilled and have amazing stamina.
Oh mate, the murder ball they play.
Yeah, but they do tire. That's what's happened. Every Bielsa team eventually tires because it's not sustainable. And so maybe that's our kind of T&C. It's like, look, you buy the click and clock Bielsa clock pass, we'll get you on as many rides as possible. Maybe it's a priority access.
There's
a separate queue for you where you're just, you know, maybe the rides don't even stop at that point and click and clock. Just throw you on and then drag you off and off to the next. And it's just a whirlwind. It's a risk. It's a thrill ride in itself.
And it will break and you will be hurt by it.
So it's like, it's a bit like one of those wing roulettes, right?
Yeah.
You're going to buy the pass.
Yeah.
And it guarantees you to get on more rides than you would in whatever period it takes before click and cock collapse.
Yeah, fine. And you could be hurt by that. That's fine.
Yeah.
And you'd have that on your conscience.
Mm.
But hurting them.
Yeah. And or yourself.
Mm. Okay, well, no, now you've put it in that way, I do like the risk-reward aspect of it.
Yeah.
And I also like the fact that if we slow down the rest of the park while people are on click-clock, Bielsa clock, then it does make sense for people to go on it because they'll feel like they're going quicker.
There is a philosophical element to bending time here, and I'll mention this in case it's relevant. I once saw a nature documentary about how different animals and different species perceive time.
Yeah.
So they showed how a fly sees the world and everything in that fly's world is incredibly slow.
Yeah.
So the faster the animal moves, the slower it's perceiving time.
Yeah, yeah.
So
this is one of Einstein's theories, isn't it? If you're moving faster, you perceive time quicker, or you see others as moving slower.
Yeah, yeah. That's so that's what would happen to people on the cock sausage.
Yeah, yeah. I think probably on that note, we've proved it. We've proved that there is kind of substantial, solid science behind this.
Yeah.
And Mark just said cock sausage.
Yeah.
So I think at that point, we probably just leave it there.
Yeah.
All those in favour of the click cock or glitch or glitch cock, Bielsa clock, that won it in football land, say I after three. One, two, three.
Aye.
Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah, good,
all in.
Good.
All in.
Nice. Lovely.
Nice.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mark, you've got a thing.
Hello. Yes, I've got a thing.
Yeah, go on then.
It's called Stick It in the Mixer.
Ooh.
And this is a very advanced thrill-seeking attraction. So you're aware of the phrase stick it in the mixer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Pub league teams up and down the country regularly shout this. My favourite example I've ever heard it was when I was temping for a company that had just bought an office in France. They sent us over, the football team over, to play the French office. They had someone get injured in the warm-up, so Matt Gerwood from our team played for them. He didn't speak any French, and just remember him charging forward, shouting, "Stick it dans le mixer!" it's the international language, and they
le
did.
Le mélange.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It is quite a random approach to football. It's not the finesse, fine-tuned tiki-taka. It's more the Sam Allardyce stick it in the mixer. Graham Taylor famously punted it long. The mixer is an existing fairground attraction.
Right.
You all know what I mean by a mixer, don't you?
No. What is a mixer?
So it has three arms, I think, maybe four.
Right.
And you have kind of cars or seats at the bottom of each of the four arms.
Yeah.
And each arm revolves and then the whole thing revolves.
Okay.
It's a dizzying, sick making kind of horrible experience.
Yeah.
Sometimes they swing as well side to side. So you, God knows what, which way is up and where you are and what you're doing. If you watch a mixer that doesn't swing from side to side, you're actually doing triangles all the time.
Yeah.
So these are big arms. We're going to have four arms, and each arm will have a circular space to fit 11 players.
Nice.
So there's effectively four teams on the mixer.
Yep.
It spins, each arm spins, so you don't know where you are. Balls regularly drop from the top of the device.
Yeah.
And surrounding this ride is four goals.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
One is your own goal, so you don't score in that.
Yeah.
But you're scoring in one of the other three.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple balls are dropping. You are attached for safety. You have to be strapped in, but we developed some advanced strapping whereby you can still kick a ball and you can still head a ball.
Your legs are free.
Your legs are free. You're sort of standing.
You're in almost like a parachute harness.
Something like that, or some kind of round the middle with struts.
Or like those like, what are they called that climbers go in? They're like pants, but there's no pants. There's just the seams.
Oh, yeah, fat pants, yeah.
What are those things? You know, the kind of climbers will put one leg in each hoop.
Oh, yeah.
And it kind of,
it's just a harness thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's a harness.
Yeah. What's that harness thing called? A harness?
Yeah. Well, it's like pants without pants.
Invisible pants.
Yeah, it's invisible pants.
Pant seams.
Yeah, it
so
seems.
So you're standing there in your pant seams.
Mm-hmm.
You're close.
You've got free range to sort of, but you can't control whether you're going up, left or right. Basically, you can just head or kick whatever comes
head
into your
or
path.
Kick. If a ball comes your way, you're heading or you're kicking.
Okay.
And I guess...
So you're just hoofing it and hoping, as you would when you hoof it into the mixer.
Balls are being chucked in the mixer.
Yeah.
You are on the mixer.
And you're kicking it out of the mixer.
And you're kicking it out of the mixer,
So stick it out of the mixer. Stick it in the mixer and then kick it out of the mixer.
Yeah. Stick it...
Or stick it in the goal, but not your own.
The title will be Stick It in the Mixer, and then the tagline is Stick It Out of the Mixer. I guess we colour-code the goals, so
there's four different
colours, and you trying not to kick it in your own goal.
Well, what you could have instead of goals, or it'd still be goals, but imagine, like, below you, you've got... you've got sort of a raised pyramid-y dome sort of thing, which has got four sides with channels so that, and they're coloured four different colours, so that you're still, wherever you're kicking, it's going to be a goal. Nothing's going to be a miss, but it's going to go into one of the channels you kick, and it's going to go into the hole, like sort of down the hill.
Well, except stuff will automatically go down the hill.
Yeah.
And I think we should only award points and goals if you've actively kicked it in the goal.
Okay, so below you, there's a sheer drop of a hole.
Well, no, it's around you. It's level with you.
Right, okay.
So there's like a square of goals.
I get you. But if it falls downwards, it just goes through a hole.
It just goes through a hole. But also, anyone that scores an own goal falls through a hole and is out of the ride.
Oh, wow. Ooh. So it's last man standing. Last man standing.
The game stops when one team has lost all of its players because they've scored too many own goals.
Yeah.
And then we assess. So the ride could last anything from 2 minutes to 4 hours.
Yeah.
The moment 11 players have scored an own goal and they've all dropped through the bottom of their particular arm of the mixer, we then stop the ride, everyone gets off, and we tot up who's won.
Wow, that's great. Do you know what? You could play that. We could test that without the spinning round if we hired a village hall.
Oh.
And then everyone got probably not 11 because it's too big, but if you got put a rows of chairs in a circle with everyone facing inside and the goals behind them, and you just drop footballs, people sitting on their chairs could try and fire it into either goal. We could do that at a school fete.
Well, or a WI meeting.
Yeah.
Crash in. You wouldn't be able to score an own goal in that.
because you wouldn't be able to score an own goal, but you'd still be able to try and score past other people's nets and trying to be saving it at the same time.
It's a good idea.
We should actually test it like that.
I wondered, you know, the old stick it in the mixer, you know, sort of mentality escalates, right? It goes to a place where inevitably... the only sort of act of desperation left is putting the centre half up front, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of like ultimate stick it in the mixer, right?
Well, goalkeepers.
Yeah, goalkeepers
Stuart
as well.
Stuart Pearce brought the reserve goalkeeper on, but didn't take David James on. He put him up front.
Yeah. And they still had a striker on the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
pretty offensive to that striker.
Throw a retired centre half into the mixer as well.
As a ball?
Just as a bit of chaos. So maybe he's in the middle of the mixer, and as the balls are coming in, he's firing them at you even harder.
Yeah.
You could even throw a goalkeeper in, like you say.
He could be on like a personal, either a jetpack or a drone. So he's attached to a drone, so he's hovering.
Or one of those bungee harnesses.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say bungee before you went jetpack.
Bungee's better. Bungee's better.
It was the kind of the dichotomy you created between Village Hall and Jetpack that threw me.
I mean, the WI would draw the line if we started whizzing about on jetpacks while they're trying to sell
Victoria's sponge cake. How do we ensure that he's being fair to all teams and not...
Well, also, how are we going to protect him? If he's coming into the middle of this whirling system of hydraulics and vast speeding mixer arms, he's going to get hurt.
Could he just hang,
or killed?
Hang above it? In a way, and as the balls as they're coming on the parabola or whatever, as he's bouncing up and down on his sort of giant baby door bouncer thing, he's kind of like volleying them at you, just as a kind of to take it up a notch, you know how like fairground rides and kind of fates, not fates really, fairground or like, what was it called when like the circus comes to town? Is it a fairground when it's sort of, they just
travelling
rock up
fair.
On
a steam fair.
Oh, steam fair, it's gone steampunk. What's it called when you like, you know, they just rock up on a park?
On a grass. It's like a fun fair.
Travelling fun fair,
Fun fair, yeah. So
yeah, they're always really safe.
And those rides are always at those. But there is always that bit where it goes like in a really 90s kind of voice, everybody ready now, or something to the equivalent of that, where it goes like, going up, and there's like a kind of electro track, like...
Stephen Corker's in the baby suit.
And so
we should dress whoever that is as a baby.
So it's just kind of like ramping it up. And when you think it can't get any higher because Stephen Corker's like smashing volleys, you know, smashing balls at you, heading like bullet headers at you, and people are dropping like flies, knocked out. It goes, everybody, you think you couldn't get any higher? We're going to get... And you're kind of chucking David James.
James, or even, you know, Alison scores, doesn't he, in the centre of it?
Yes.
Alison Moyet.
Alison Moyet. I say chuck Alison Moyet and Alison Becker in.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because actually that would help limit the length of the game. It's like, it's not going to go on too long if every minute another random baby drops in.
Yeah. And they're all dressed as giant babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
And we'll ask them to like wet themselves. We'll have a baby-ish element to it. They've got sick down their fronts.
They're being sick down their fronts. They've got dummies in as well. And if you're the team that loses because you've all scored an own goal, you each have to have a go on the dummy.
And
that's not going to be very nice.
Ooh, in the gift shop. How much would David James be paid to poo in his own pants?
Well, he's an artist. He'd probably do it and try and sell it.
Tracy Emin does it. David.
I mean, I like where this has gone. It's got lots of it's got lots of elements. It's got a jeopardy, it's got a continual escalation, and it seems very affordable.
One of the more affordable ones we've got.
And we can sort of retrofit either one of those things. Just give it a paint job and just find a way of harnessing people instead of having them in safe cages. And then and just sort of get some giant baby grass.
How do they fall off safely while it's going round and round?
Well, I hadn't paid much attention to that because I was thinking it might be funnier rather than them sliding down. They just get pinged off.
Or it could be ejected upwards, because that's probably the safest, isn't it? Ejected upwards.
Then they bump into Alison Moyet, the Alisons, as they're shitting themselves and hoofing balls into other players' faces.
True. They could go backwards into their own goal.
And
that's like a safety net in it.
So the mechanism just has to time it right when it ejects them. So it's spinning round and it gets it exactly right, bang, into the back of your own net.
And they sit the ride out there.
It's definitely one of the more cost-effective rides we've got, but also one of the more mechanically risky.
It's complex, How do we monitor, like, you've just scored an own goal, so next time we're passing your goal, which will be like in
within a second,
two of a second, you get ejected into that goal. That's quite an advanced bit of technology.
Yeah,
isn't
but
it?
You know, sensors.
We've solved it. Sensors. We'll use special sensors.
Sensors.
All right. Okay.
Well, I think so.
Okay. All those in favour of stick it in the mixer (stick it out of the mixer) with Alison Moyet after three, say aye. One, two, three.
Aye. Well yeah, done, Mark. Yeah, lovely.
Let me take your hand. I want to take you to football land. It's built in the sand. And I'll run out of lyrics.
Okay, then. Well, I guess that leaves you, Anthony.
That's right. This is a ride / experience. And we are going to... It's called Be the Kepper. And we are going to recreate for Football and Guests the chance to be... to recreate Kepper Arrizabalaga's performance in the 2022 Carabao Cup final. So this is... admittedly,
brief performance.
That's the thing. The queue
and successful, or wait, it wasn't.
Yeah, the queue. One of the mechanics for this ride is, unfortunately, it's got to be realistic. The queue has to last 89 minutes, and it's going to be off putting for.
Well, doesn't it need to last 119 minutes?
Oh yeah, 119 minutes. Yeah. I beg your pardon. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, so 119 minutes of queuing. So that's almost 2 hours. Of queuing.
I think that's pretty standard in a lot of peak time.
One of your many Disneys. Get queues that long.
I know someone who took his son to Alton Towers during a school holiday, and he said we were there for 8 hours and we got onto three rides.
Oh, there we go. So it's not unrealistic.
The Elsa time pass.
That's right.
Yeah, he should have.
I said to him, you want to put your son on a cock sausage,
exactly,
mate.
Exactly, yeah.
So basically, the ride is quite simple. It's in two stages.
Yep.
So during the queue, you're watching a goal, okay? And you're watching a ball.
So just for the listeners, Anthony made a gesture with his hands that signalled a goal, not actually watching somebody score a goal.
I was visualising what a goal looked like.
People are actually... just watching an empty goal.
Well, you're watching an empty goal, but you're watching a ball being repelled from the goal.
Oh.
So it's like the ball's got electromagnets in.
Oh.
So it is getting repelled again and again. The ball's not going in the goal.
Right.
And then you get to go onto the field and learn what it's like for the ball to go into the goal past you. So no matter, with the same electromagnets, no matter which way you dive, the ball will be repelled from you. I think we just do that via your gloves. If we give each rider some gloves with the opposite pole magnety on there.
Magnety.
Then whichever way you dive, you will not get anywhere near to the ball.
Yeah, it's going to kind of banana right at the last minute, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And that would be really fun trying to, you know, dive towards it and trying to beat the system, but you'll never beat the system.
It's a bit like, have you ever seen that video with the robotic goalkeeper?
Yeah.
And he's just on a pivot. He sort of pivots like the hand of a clock, but really quickly. And you've got loads of like professionals trying to take penalties past that, and the keeper saves it every time.
You have a good 10 minutes of the ball flying past you every which way you go. And then just to cap it all off, just a lovely thing. To keper it all off, you get into a giant replica Carabao Cup final ball.
Yeah.
With stitching on, and then you get hoofed by a piston foot straight up in the air, free-flowing. Into a giant inflatable sort of bouncy castle of Scousers. A Liverpool fan sort of mocked up Liverpool fans' faces, their shirts, but decorated bouncy castle that you can just land on to replicate the winning penalty. So, or the losing penalty, depending on how you look at it. The time you spent in the actual ride is quite brief. But you do fly into, you know, I think it definitely justifies the wait.
Can we involve or incorporate, maybe in the queuing system, his other great Carabao Cup moment, which I can't remember the year, but 3 or 4 years ago
he refused
to be subbed off. It's like karma was sort of haunting him in this.
Yeah.
In this one.
Well, I was toying with the idea of you get into the ball with Willy Caballero. Ooh. And he's just smiling and chuckling as it sails over and just enjoying the moment with a lit cigar. But I think if you're hurtling through the air, sort of spinning round, and there's a lit cigar in there, that could be really dangerous. And it could actually set fire to the ball.
Foot be Willy Caballero?
Yeah, it could be. It could be.
Because the other glorious thing about that, he refused to come off. And how many penalties did he save? I think it was none again.
I can't remember. Yeah. The thing is, they justified it with he's saved loads of penalties in the Carabao Cup up to this point.
What is in it for people queuing up? Why would you queue up to do
this? I think it justifies it. And it's just a wonderful... I mean, how often do you get to fly in a massive football? I would... You know, have you ever been parachuting or bungee jumping?
Yeah.
The DVD they sell you at the end is like 30 quid.
Yeah.
I mean, but you're gonna pay it, aren't you? Because you want to watch yourself back.
I did a parachute jump and couldn't afford the DVD.
Well, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's all in my memory. It lives in as more strong memories.
And if you are sitting in there with Willy Caballero, then you do get to meet him as well. And that it would be an extra.
That would make for an excellent parachute video if you looked up and you were strapped to Willy Caballero.
But that's what I
And you
thought.
Go, do you know anything about parachutes? And he's like, no, I'm a goalkeeper. No. I don't know.
I wondered if we should strap people together like that. So you get in the football and for no reason at all, Willy Caballero just comes up behind you and just puts you in a little harness.
Because it's got to be
and,
safe.
And he's just, and you're like, you try and move away and you're like, oh no, I'm actually strapped to Willy
Caballero. Yeah, because you've got to be an expert at that. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
No, what's that?
They now and then people put themselves inside a barrel and just go over the falls.
Yeah.
Now you've got to be a bit of an expert at that.
Mm.
And I think you've
even
probably
the experts have come undone by that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you've got to be a bit of an expert at flying in a giant football.
Yeah, there's a few of those.
So I think Willy Caballero, we train him up. I think we should still let him light a cigar in there. Let's let him have a cigar.
You shied away from the safety element of that, and I don't think that's in keeping with the general brand of football land.
Yeah, also it's kind of a bit like a big launch, isn't it? Almost that's you know, when you watch a space rocket go up or a space shuttle back in the day, the build up is the entertainment.
Yeah.
The actual when it goes off is a bit boring. You go, that's not moving very fast.
No.
Even though it is
the space critic.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, oh god.
just imagine the in cockpit footage of Ryan's. What's going on? It's a bit boring, isn't it? Because you hurt all the out of the Earth's atmosphere at 2 billion miles an hour.
It's perspective, isn't it? Like sometimes you really see a plane properly like gunning it across the sky.
Yeah,
gunning
and,
it.
And
when pilots floored it.
Yeah, and when you see he's got a good tailwind. But when you see a rocket, the perspective, you don't know how big it is. You need a man stood prepared.
Yeah,
do you know when they used to go to like far-flung places, explorers, and they take pictures. Well, when they came back with the pictures, people were like, look at this guy, he was only 3 foot.
Yeah.
And people go, no, he looks like a normal-sized man. And so they have to go back and stand next to them for perspective.
Right, they had to go back to,
they had to go back to take the picture again.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that the first time.
I know. Back.
And so they went for the second trip. It wasn't that they had just a great lad's holiday and it was like, you know, time away from the wife. It was that...
People did die on the second trip.
Yeah, they did.
Because they were too busy trying to get the photos again with these people.
Exactly.
Like, you've got a photo already.
So you need perspective, and that's why you need somebody stood next to the rocket as it goes up, willing to be engulfed in flames.
Yeah.
So
how does that relate to the perspective for the ball?
Well, I was just saying that it's all in the build up.
Oh,
because the actual taking off's not that important.
So
Willy Caballero being in the corner, puffing out a bit of, you know, cigar smoke.
Very
moody.
Oh, really?
A bit
moody.
Like when they go engines engaged or whatever they say, and all of the smoke starts coming up. And it's like that at that moment, the anticipation is this thing going to explode? Right now, because it looks like it's going to.
Yeah.
Is that little bit that comes away from the side of it going to come away cleanly?
Yeah.
Are we taking this with us? Yeah.
Come on, NASA. Get it. And then a little bit breaks off and you're like, well, yeah, of course so many shuttles exploded.
Yeah.
Because there's always stuff coming off the rocket as it goes up.
And also, when you're watching documentaries about the moon landings and all of that, you look at the control room, they're all having a cigarette, aren't they? They're all smoking.
All of them. Yeah. So even if they don't smoke, they've got a cigarette on the go.
Disrespectful to NASA if Willy Caballero wasn't smoking in there a cigar.
Yeah.
There is an element of Kepa's behaviour at the most recent Carabao Cup that could kill two birds with one stone, in that he was in indulging in mind games, very cynical mind games throughout.
Roughing up the penalty spot,
roughing up the penalty spot, shouting things, not standing in his line.
Standing to one side of the goal when Van Dijk took his pen.
Pointing to where he should put it.
Yeah.
So does Willy Caballero, is he the mind games expert for anyone in the queue?
Well, yeah, I mean, mind games in the queue, you could have someone being like, oh, your turn next. Or is it? How long's the queue?
You've got a 50-50 chance of survival.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Am I joshing? Am I not?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a bit like one of those golf simulators that you used to play, those games where you had to get the... You can't go too big on the power and the left and right. Yeah. And maybe we make Kepa hit the button for the pneumatic leg.
Yeah.
And that everybody in the queue is playing mind games on Kepa because he's going to try and score and fluff it all. Yeah. But we've rigged the machine that 99 times out of 100, it's definitely going to miss. But there's still 1% chance that he could. And so the whole queue spends, 119 minutes going,
That's really good for them, because otherwise it's a very boring 2 hours in the queue. Yeah. Exactly 119 minutes as well.
How long are we going to get Kepa to stay there? How soon is he going to realise that the odds are against him scoring?
Well, he's very determined, as we saw. He doesn't want to come off. So he's going to... And those games are addictive. If we put the right amount of sort of bells and whistles and little rewards in, so it kind of
he can change his profile picture and buy new things in the online store. Also, just thought of some money making tips here. Bit of marketing and extra revenue. The bouncy castle of Scouser's faces, you could pay to have your face put in there, a bit like Leeds United did during lockdown. You could pay for have your picture on the seats, and then one of them was Osama bin Laden. We could get, you could Liverpool fans,
and that got through.
So you could get like 5,000 Liverpool fans paying £10 each to have their faces, and we'll put in Osama bin Laden just for the nostalgia of 2020 nostalgia.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That's it. That's the ride. Again, very simple. Very doable.
Yeah.
And Willy Caballero, he's coming to the end of his career. He would be up for it. And let's get him smoking. Yeah. All right. All in favour of Be the Kepa, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
Thank you. Football land.
And that's the end of that. It's hard to pick a favourite.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, going forward, we could, just because we got so many rides now and we're going to have to really limit what we do, we could have an overriding vote of which is your favourite ride of the three at the end of each meeting.
Ooh.
To propose one that gets built quicker than the others if we had to prioritise.
And you're not allowed to vote for your own.
But we could also put that out to the ear holders, the listeners themselves.
The ear holders,
put a poll out every episode, which is your favourite ride.
Matthew Slick in this instance.
Exactly. It could be for the sake of argument. So I think maybe we'll put a poll out every week.
Matthew Slick. Or we could do this. Look. Which, pick a finger?
Left one.
Yeah, it was my right.
Oh, yeah, that's easier. Let's just do that. All right.
There's definitely no cheating. Let's just do that.
All right, then. All right.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.